Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On today's episode of Don't Blame Me, we have Ned from the Try Guys, and he's a dad, so we did a lot of dad-related questions, like finance, polygamy, which I guess isn't really dad-related, but also a broken-off engagement, so it's juicy. And there's financial advice, because Ned's a dad. A lot of dad jokes, too. Keep watching! Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Today, we have an exciting guest, and if you're watching it, you can see who it is because he dressed up. It's Ned from the Try Guys.
Hello.
I'm so excited you're here. I've already told him that I'm a huge fan of the videos that you guys
Thank you so much.
I think they're very entertaining.
I did. I put on big boy pants today.
Big boy shoes.
You know,
you got a button up, very tan France of you.
I have a new baby.
You do.
At home, so that
you're a dad.
Putting on clothes is a big
that
step
don't have
for
vomit
me.
On them.
Yeah.
Impressive. And he's a very cute baby. You guys, I watched the whole birthy, like meet our baby video. So cute. Like an exceptionally cute baby, and not all babies are that cute.
Oh, thank you.
Which I'm unpopular
honored.
Opinion, but there's
no,
some.
No, I think a lot of people think it. They just don't say it.
Yeah. Well, so we're saying it here. Mm-hmm. A lot of babies aren't cute. You got a good one.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big honor.
I'll tell him.
He'll totally understand. No, tell him now.
Tell him now. Yeah.
He won't get too big of an ego though. That's like the thing you worry about. Infants with massive egos.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa's also here.
Hello.
What? And yeah, guys, this is the podcast. I already said it was called Don't Blame Me, but you can hear me say it again just now. And this is an advice podcast where people call in, they leave voicemails, and then we give them advice. And if you guys want to call in for a future episode, if your life is going to shit, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And then international callers, you can email an audio file to meganpodcast@gmail.com with your nice British accents. Ooh. Or Australian accents. So how do you feel like you're at giving advice? Do you feel like you're good?
I think I'm pretty good at giving advice.
Well, you're a dad. So the way, you have to be good now.
I have to be good. I'm the moment the baby came, I automatically got leagues better in giving advice.
I think that's what it is. Because just saying that you're a dad, automatically people are going to take your advice.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
you've
God.
A lot. There's a lot of pressure.
My own
now.
Shoes are really big to fill.
I'm excited. We've got some good calls. So guys, get ready. I'm gonna rock your world. Oh no!
Any from Britain?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay. I'm gonna cross my fingers.
You don't pre-screen them.
I kind of.
So you have no idea what's gonna.
No,
count.
I do. I read summaries. I don't want to get spoiled on stuff.
Yeah.
So
she like picks like a bunch, and then I cut it down.
Okay. So I'll pick ones that I like. So I didn't pick any ones that were like 16-year-old girls having sex because I thought you might feel weird about giving advice on that. So we didn't do those for you.
I don't know how I would handle that.
Exactly. So we pre-screened those with so you don't have to deal with those.
Hi, Megan. I am a 22-year-old senior in college. I'm actually going to be graduating this year, and I have a big problem with spending money. This is my fourth job in 4 years. I keep changing my job every summer, and this job I'm having right now, I'm sticking with it throughout my senior year because I'm going to be going to work at the mall near my school. But I have a really, really bad problem with spending money. I have a credit card and a debit card, and I basically used up all of my credit cards. Like, I maxed it out, mainly because I had to pay off some school stuff. And each time I pay it off, I don't know why I decide to just buy like pizza or some stuff with my credit card instead of using my debit card. And then I finally get a job and I have my debit card and I stop using my credit card. And now I use up all my money on my debit card, which means I have a lot of overdraft fees. So I was just wondering if you have any ways that you could, have some advice maybe to show me how I could stop using my money on useless things and also to save up money, because no matter how many times I say I want to save up for a car, it never works out. So, thanks, and I hope to hear from it.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think food is a useless thing to spend money on.
Yeah.
Like, buying pizza, I mean, you have to eat.
Pizza is important.
Using her credit card instead of her debit card.
Okay.
Right, so she might be spending money that she doesn't
besides
have.
Just mm-hmm. pizza. I mean, is it stupid to say that maybe you just need, like, maybe you keep your credit card, you don't have your credit card in your wallet? Like, what, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, keep things separately so you're not tempted to use your credit card for something that it's only, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, it's, like, for emergency, like, school stuff only, and you don't bring it with you.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, this
sex.
Is, yeah,
this
yeah,
is,
yeah,
this
look,
is
look,
like perfect
finance.
For dad advice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
And
be a dad.
Bought a
house.
Yeah, you did
I
buy
bought a house.
House
this year.
Would you guys I'm sorry, I'm just telling you things about your life, because I know.
So I would tell the caller that making a budget is very important. So just write out what you think that you want to try and spend money on, and then, be realistic as to like how much you actually tend to spend money on. You don't like try and cut everything in half all at once. And then if you're having trouble spending money on your credit card, like you can just use cash. Like just only taking the amount of cash that you want to spend money on. I've even heard like you can put like 10 different jars for all of the 10 different buckets that like rent, food, entertainment, like put the amount of cash that you want to spend that month in that jar. And then once the jar's done, well, you're out of the budget for that month. So
that's smart.
Yeah.
That's much smarter than just not bringing your credit card with you.
That's a good move too, though.
Yeah. But yeah. So if you can physically see it too, because that's the thing, like I would say automatically, if you have on your laptop or anything where it has like the autofill or Apple Pay, get rid of that. Like, don't have that tempting thing of being like, oh, I'm shopping on Revolve and like it autofills. Like, I could buy this right now. Like, I don't even have to go grab my credit card and enter this stuff in.
One click on Amazon makes it so easy to spend money.
So bad. I know some people who like will buy so much shit when they're drunk. My friend just bought, she thought she was buying one broom and she was drunk, and she bought like, I think, 2,000 brooms that are this big, like tiny brooms. And she's like, what the fuck am I going to do with all of this?
Don't drink and prime.
Yeah, don't drink and prime. Exactly.
I know somebody that bought toilet paper that had like dollar bills on it.
Yeah. It's everything's just too easily accessible. So I think like going and making sure you don't do any of that stuff. And then also like if you fail once in 1 month that you are like, shit, I don't have, I've spent way too much money. I think it kind of the same thing along with like when people are eating healthy, it's not like, oh, I spent a little too much. Let me just say, fuck it for the rest of the month. Like a little bit of debt is better than a lot of debt. And I think just kind of like cut yourself some slack and know it's a learning curve. And then I would also say just like saving money wise, figure out like the amount of money people spend eating out and on alcohol. Like, I don't drink, and oh my God, I save so much money not drinking. Like, it's so much cheaper. So if there are things like that where you're like, well, I don't want to sacrifice my fun and all of that, we'll be like, well, how fun is it when you don't have a car? Like, think, like, prioritize that kind of stuff long term. And maybe you don't eat out for a month and then you cook at home and you could, I always cook and save so much more. Like, when I will place an order on Postmates, I'm like, cool, $50. That is literally like I could get groceries for that. And then I am not eating just one meal. So finding those ways to and then invite your friends over and eat, and they can bring food too. And you can do like a potluck. You can don't have to go out and spend money to also like be in college and have fun.
And for saving, I would say don't put that at the end. Don't let that be the last thing you think about. Pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Like, think of you saving as like you giving yourself a paycheck for the future.
Yeah. Oh, smart. Smart.
That is really smart.
That was a really good idea. But yeah, I think this is so many people deal with this stuff. I remember how expensive the small amount of time I was at college, how expensive it was. And it's rough. Find your one vice, maybe. Maybe like it's, I want to treat myself like I want to be able to go out to dinner like once a month. But
so
it's
what's
like,
what's your vice?
Mine would be
workout classes.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's exactly what it would be. Workout classes. That'd be that. So I think if you can find your one thing, it can't be like, it's again, it, like not to bring it back to diet, but it's the same thing like that. Like if you want to like get in shape, you it can be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to give up French fries, but you can't be like, I'm not going to give up French fries, beer, soda and ice cream. Like pick one thing and maybe it changes month to month. Maybe you're like this month, I want to like have one fun night out with my friends and do all of that. Or this one night, I want to go out to dinner and do stuff. So treat yourself with that. So it doesn't feel like you're like being, you're drowning in it. And then no, like the next month, maybe you treat yourself to something else and then you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah.
And then also if you have clothes that don't fit, like sell stuff on like whatever, all those websites that don't sponsor us. So I'm probably not going to give you a free plug, but yeah, stuff like that. Like figure out those kind of things too, to kind of make money in between your job as well. And then one day you can buy a house.
You need that good credit.
That is true. Oh my goodness. When it came to buying a house, even like small differences in your credit score suddenly.
I don't have my like credit score.
Thousands of dollars difference.
Have your credit score.
I should know my credit score.
Yeah. Most credit card companies will give you like free alerts every month and it'll just ping you what it is. So you can just sign up on the website.
Oh, I get nervous looking at stuff like that. I'm like, what if all my money disappears?
It won't. That has nothing to do with money.
I don't know. But then if I'm like, then my bank will be like talking to me a lot. And then I'm just, I don't know. I don't even like answering the phone because I get scared I'm in trouble.
No, but like you can
sign
up.
So you don't look at your online banking ever?
No.
You just sign up for like the alerts and they'll ping you like if something weird is happening on your account. Like for some reason, somehow my email address got on the dark web and they pinged me.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I had to go through and change all my passwords for everything.
I thought the dark web was a lie. Now I know it's not.
It's
I know someone
real.
Who's personally
and my
been...
email address is on it.
Shut up.
www.darkweb.net.
Melissa at darkweb.
/Melissa.
Oh my God. You have your own landing page? That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. 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 Yeah. That's a lot. And also if you're not good with money, which no, I'm not going to assume that you're not, even though you've kind of said that you're not great with money. If you have like a friend who's like really great with money and can like help you kind of sit down and do your budget, I would do like that. Cause I've got bit, like, I have like my finance people who do that because that's not how my brain works. And I'm not going to be like cocky and be like, I can totally do this myself. So I think, doing that and having a friend, maybe a friend who's like a
finance major.
Great. I almost said a math major.
That could help too. Yeah.
Well, and also if you do it with a friend, even if it's not a finance major, say it's just one of your friends that's also struggling with spending too much, then you can have that support network.
Yeah. True.
So like they can, if
everyone's like, come on, we're all going out, and both of you, you can be like, oh, we're so busy, we can't. And you're both like, no, let's like save money and not do this. Yeah. Plus everyone's broke in college.
Yeah.
And there are so many great, like, fun, free things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are you free screenings. sleeping.
Napping.
Oh, wow. Studying.
Oh, my goodness.
I finished school.
Whoa. Low fucking blow, dude. Hella low blow. I'm going to picture you next time we're at boxing. You're going to be my bag.
I'll be right next to you.
You will be. Maybe I'll miss. No, I won't. It's okay. I saved money. There you go.
You did.
I did save money. I don't have student loans.
Yeah, but I do. So that's the throwaway from that.
I was hardly a student. I was pretty much part-time the whole time, which was not a long time. Okay. On to the next call.
Hey, Megan, I'm 17. I'm going to be 18 in 2 weeks, and I'm about to start college. And I have never had a boyfriend or been asked out, so I'm kind of a mess. I get nervous around guys, and I tend to self-sabotage myself. And every time somebody starts to flirt with me, I clam up. And I want to, date, but I just have no idea how to go about it. So I need some help getting out of my own head.
Oh my gosh, she's the cutest in the world.
She's like, I'm getting through those 3 minutes. Yeah, she's and 30 going so seconds. Fast.
She's like, I'm so nervous about dating. I'm also nervous about this call. Okay, let's finish. Goodbye. I mean, you're a boy.
Yeah.
Who's married?
Right.
Successfully.
So I've done it.
So you've done it. So what do you have to say?
Oh my goodness. I really relate to that. Like. Being nervous, like I'm nervous right now. I'm nervous right now, Megan. Like
I'm always nervous.
It's not ever something that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
But just going and treating it like something like a muscle that you can like practice and like get better at over time. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if like sometimes and when you're like trying to introduce yourself to someone, you kind of stumble and like mess up. That's fine. But just like keep going and keep getting better at talking to people.
Yeah.
And I think that I detected some elements of really being just like the pressure of the end result of like getting a boyfriend and having a stable relationship. Don't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of like, what can I learn about this person?
Mm-hmm.
What can I discover in terms of having a conversation?
Yeah.
And then, it's like maybe they aren't going to work out and be your boyfriend, but it's okay. You've gotten better at talking to someone, like opening up and learning something new about somebody else.
And I think it's also, I'm 100% with you on it being a muscle. I always tell my friends and callers people who call into podcasts of being like, even if you don't have the intention of meeting somebody on a dating app, like, or going out on a date with somebody that you might not really like them, the amount of dates I've gone out with like people, I mean, this sounds bitchy, whatever, that I was like, I'm not that interested in you, but like, I really like this other guy. And like, I like, haven't been on a date in a couple weeks. Like I want to have practice. So like, I'm going to go out with you and do that. Like did that with my boyfriend, like my current boyfriend. He was like, you went on so many dates right before you said you would go out with me. I was like, yeah, I just want to like make sure I was like on my A game. Because I think like, it is like, it's not only just like a muscle of you practicing like the awkwardness of small talk and all of that, but it's also
how are you
like,
going to hit a home run if you don't hit up the batting cages
honestly, you have to audition for the roles that you want, like, and also you have to figure out what you like too, and like if you actually like those people. Like I'm so guilty of kind of building people up in my head, and then by the time that you meet them, you're like, oh wow, I was so concerned about this person liking me that I was like, I don't even know if I fucking like you. Like I haven't been thinking about if you're who I'm interested in. And I would say approach it the same way the same kind of mentality as friends, just knowing that nobody, no matter how confident anybody seems with like dating or meeting new people, like nobody is. Everybody, like every person you date in every relationship is going to be so different. So even somebody who's had a lot of experience and had a lot of like partners or girlfriends or whatever, they've never been with you. So they don't, this is still a new thing. Like every first date is still nerve wracking. Like all of it is always going to make you nervous, but you're not at a disadvantage because you've never been there. Someone else isn't going to be as, I think everybody just gets equally as nervous. But if you start, maybe go, I would say go on like the first time you like start really going out with people, go out with someone you don't really care that much about. So you're like, cool, if it's not that, like if this goes terribly wrong, like you're not the love of my life and I haven't been pining over you for years. So let me just do this. And then like, cool, like got that over with. It's like getting like a first kiss over with. If you don't like want to, like if you, I don't know, that was like, I mean, that wasn't my mentality. The guy who was my first kiss, like really cute. But no, but like, I think like there's
wasn't, like really special.
It was like, so, and I mean, granted, did he then ghosted me way later. What?
Did you get a leg pop?
Did I get a leg pop? Oh, no. I maybe, I was like 15. So
wait,
maybe
what's
I was
a
like,
leg pop?
Princess Diaries? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, having straight boys on the show is weird. Oh, gosh, I don't know Princess Diaries.
No. Yeah. I mean, I
Mia Thermopolis, an icon.
I just don't remember every moment of it.
Her thing was like when she gets when her first really, kiss, she wants
she,
her leg
like,
pop.
Yeah, 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 okay, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very cute. But yeah, no, he ghosted me. And then like 3 years ago, yeah, at least more than 3 years ago, saw him at a bar. And he was like, oh my God, like we should totally hang out. Like he had no idea who I was and didn't remember me and like tried to like pick me up. And then he finally realized.
What?
And then he was like, oh my God, do you want to come over? I was like, no, this is all I need. Goodbye. And then I left.
Good.
It was great. It felt so good.
But if you like put someone in this kind of like, just so you imagine the idea of them way more than actually talking to
them.
They
can never live up to it. Yeah. And then it's like that when you make a friend, you're like, oh, do we vibe? You're not thinking so much about the other person. And that's, I think, the biggest hurdle of dating is you focus so much on the other person and not like, oh, do we work well together? Like when you meet like a friend, if you're like, oh, wow, her and I really don't vibe. We're not the same. We really don't vibe. Or like, she's like, yeah, like, no, like totally nice or whatever. Like treat it the same way. And I think you'll realize that makes you way calmer because you'll be worrying less about impressing them and just trying to get to know them too. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just as nervous. Also, especially like young, like teen boys, college freshman boys are not cool. Like they may like you think that they're cool.
Even the cool ones are not cool.
They're not cool at all.
Oh yeah.
True.
At all. So I wouldn't stress and worry about that. Plus you also have a ton of guys like going from college who like were not cool and were not hot in high school, but then got hot and then they're going to go to college and have no idea that they're hot and then they'll be great. It'll be a good time. My nephew was like that.
Yeah.
College really suddenly
good,
got hot.
He had a really good glow up,
but
like everybody remembered him from like what he was like, cause he went to like same like elementary school, middle school, high school stuff. Then he went to college. I was like, dude, you're going to get lots of bitches. And he's like, please stop. I'm like, no, you can get hella bitches. He got hella bitches.
Wow.
Really proud of him. Okay. Is it gross to be proud of my nephew? It's fine. He's 18.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I think it's fine.
What was the one element that he changed that was like contributing to his glow up?
Nothing. It was just more like he just grew up and matured, but he was like a smart kid and kind of a little nerdier. And he like got into sports later, but he wasn't like very like bro-y. Like he's like really sensitive and sweet. And he wasn't very like bro-y. And I think like it was just a small enough place that everybody remembered him from being like younger. And then he went to like a big school and was like, I play football. Like, yeah, you do. He's way cooler than I am. I'm not cool at all. Okay. Well, best of luck at college and also study. Do that thing. Cause I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Boys aren't as important as studying.
That's true.
100%.
Hi, I'm 22 and I just wanted some advice on my past relationship. So we dated for about 4 years and we got engaged for 2 years and then we're set to get married just this past weekend. And I broke it off about a month and a half ago. And it seemed like a very mutual situation. We both were like, I just want the best for you, da da da, whatever. But then, he still lived with me for about 3 weeks after we broke up. And about 2 weeks into it, he kind of just stopped speaking to me and stopped, even like acknowledging my presence. And I was not sure what happened in any amount of time, and I'm not really sure how to handle the situation anymore because I'm not sure
should I reach out to him and say, hey, like, let's talk about this, or should I just move on, let go, whatever? I guess a little context on why we broke up. He was very emotionally unavailable. The sex life was freaking awful. I was becoming mentally unstable, and it was just a whole mess all around, and we both just didn't feel like we were ready to get married, nor did we want to get married to each other, and we were kind of just doing it to appease my family. So, yeah, but now I feel like he just low-key really, 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 really hates me and is not actually wanting to be friends anymore, which he kind of hinted at wanting to be friends previously, so I'm not exactly sure.
Does anybody watch Love Island? This is very Jack and Danny. Nope.
Cool. No. Thanks, nope. Guys. What is that?
What? Okay. So you might not like the Great British Bake Off, but you would actually. Love Island is. You will love it. Do you know why? Do you know why? Oh, forgot to take my Adderall. Can you tell? It's like Are You the One, but British meets Jersey Shore.
Okay.
You would love it. It's great. And
everyone's hot.
No. I mean, it depends on the season. Okay. This season, hella hot people. But in this past season, Danny is the girl and Jack is the guy. And they were, I'm not going to get into like the technicalities of the show because if you watch, everyone should fucking watch it. It's fantastic. It's also on every single night. There are like 60 episodes a season. You need subtitles though, because they have really thick accents. Or you're just smarter than me. So Danny and Jack were like together in a couple. So they're like paired in a couple. Then she decides that she thinks they're like, she's like, you know what? I just really like just see him as just a friend. And she's like really working herself about like super nervous to tell him this because she feels so bad. And it's like, I really like, really, really like him as a person. I think like, I obviously am attracted to him and I think he's awesome, but I just am not, I just don't think that it's it for me. And she felt super bad. And so she told him and he was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for saying that. That's exactly how I felt. I didn't know how to say that. And he's like, oh my gosh. And she's like, really? And he was like, yes, 100%. Like we're on the same page and they're high-fiving. And she's like, oh my God, like you're like my brother. Like, I think you're just the greatest. He's like, oh my God, 100%. This entire time I've been like feeling guilty because I just see you as a friend. We cut to his confessional and he's like, I like her so much, but I just don't want her to feel bad. And I don't want her. And like, I care about her so much. And I knew that would eat her up if I told her I really cared about her. So I just want to tell her what's going to make her feel better. And I mean, I'll ignore the rest because then the rest of the stuff isn't relevant to you. But that stuff, I wonder how much as mutual as it might have seemed, if he knows that you were really unhappy, and if the caller saying that a lot of it had to do with the fact that he was like emotionally unavailable and that it was like really taking a toll on her mental health. And so if he really cares about you and loves you, which I'm sure he does, and he can see that and he knows he's not the right guy for you, and clearly because like you are, it's just like he's not able to be the kind of guy he wants to be for you, it might have been kind of an amicable breakup that was just kind of him saving face, and that he's really hurt by it. I don't know if it means that he like, hates your guts, but I think it's pretty reasonable to not want to be friends with your like ex-fiance. I don't know. I've never been engaged, but like, I don't want to hit up my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. I mean, 6 weeks before the wedding, that's pretty soon. But yeah. It didn't sound particularly amicable to me.
Really?
It seemed like he was very emotionally closed off. And then she broke up with him. And then what happened? He got even more reserved and even more closed off. So he's continuing the pattern
that's
of behavior
true.
That
true.
He was having in the relationship. And then just heightening it even more. So it's like he's kind of retreating into, you know, his shell. He's probably, you know, not able to like say not enable to like call it quits because you're living together and that's a hard thing to do. But it sounds like
I think the idea that she thinks that he implied that maybe he wanted to be friends and stuff, I really think he was probably just saying that and like he doesn't really feel that. Because it's totally valid that he wouldn't feel that, and not to like play devil's advocate or whatever, but you being so chill and being like, we can be friends and all that stuff, that probably really hurts him that he might have just tried to make it as easy and has been like, oh, we agree. Like, yes, your mom, like we're getting married because there's like pressure from your family and all that stuff. I'm sure there was a part of him that maybe he can like rationally say like, yeah, those are contributing factors. But I think his emotions, you can be rightfully hurt in that and not expect. I mean, I wouldn't reach out Because that's what she asked, if she should reach out to him or if she should just kind of cut her losses.
Are they still living together?
I think they it was just for the first three weeks, right?
It just seems like they were.
Oh, they were. So they're not anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't reach out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it also hinders his moving on process if you reach out to him. Because even if that doesn't affect you and do anything, like oh my God, the amount of times that I've been like, get ghosted by a guy or like get dumped or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing so great. I'm moving on. Like, go me. It took me so long to get here. Mm-hmm. And then you get a text message being like, hey, and you're like, why, you fucker? Like, I was doing just fine. And I think, and again, not to be a bitch to you, but there's a part of that kind of, when you know somebody, and I've also been guilty on the other side of it too, like when you know somebody has really strong feelings for you and that like you can always reach out to them, there is kind of an ego boost and something that feels nice about that. And that I think you need to know is like purely selfish, and this is something that you also wanted in this breakup, and that despite whatever he's told you, he's showing you that he's not doing super well. So I think the best thing to do, no matter how concerned you are about him, I don't think he wants to hear from you at all.
He was emotionally closed off before, so he probably didn't.
Something we'll talk about his feelings now.
Yeah, he probably didn't actually say his true feelings when he broke up with him.
Mm-hmm. Just like Jack and Danny.
Wow.
Love Island. Honestly, if you ever watch it, you'd be like, the fact that you just fucking compared like this woman's like real life wedding getting canceled to Love Island. I'm so sorry if that offended you, by the way. But yeah, I think, and also he'll be better of like, he'll like move, like breakups are really hard to move on from, but.
And while I'm shocked that they broke up right before the wedding, I mean, it seems like they might've been getting married for family reasons in the first place, which is really not the most ideal way to go into a marriage.
Yeah. And it's better to call it quits before the wedding than after the wedding.
Yeah.
I would assume.
So they say.
So they say. You're married. I'm not married. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And don't ever tell him that he can be like your brother.
Oh my God. Remember that? Oh my God. That one. Yeah. This guy broke up with this girl and he told her that she was the almost, right? It was the same one. So he told her, he was like, he broke up with her and he's like, you know, I always like thought that you might be the one, but like, you're just like, you're almost the one, but you're not the one. And they've been together forever. And she was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you're almost it.
Oh, no.
And then after they broke up, he was like, I just really like you. And like, you can like be like my sister and like all that.
God.
She was like, that's fucking disgusting. Wow, I was like, yeah, it's nasty. You can never say that to someone you have had sex with. Right. And then, like, yes, he was my brother. And they're like, that's so, like, I'm concerned about your family life.
Oh my God. Almost is really not, it's not like lessening the pain anymore.
That's so mean.
You mean we're so close to being soulmates, but
like, so like relatives. So family. We were so close to being married as family, but like, now you just want to be.
I'm going to give you a bronze medal. You're like, ooh, so almost bad. First place.
Almost first place. You got a ribbon.
Good job. Participation ribbon.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's literally what that is.
His 5-year relationship gives you a participation ribbon.
And years of therapy. God.
Wow.
People are terrible. But yeah, you guys will be good. And you saved money, right? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, you save at least half the deposit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. If you deposit, I mean, like 6 weeks before, you might lose some deposit money. Oh,
but you don't spend all of it.
But you're not involved in any like legal business, like a divorce or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Man, but yeah, you probably didn't have to pay the caterer yet.
True.
The band deposit is refundable.
You're such a dad.
The venue, you might lose some because like those book a year out and come on, they're running a business here. Of course, the decorations you're going to do yourselves anyways. Yeah, so you haven't bought them yet. Mason jars. Florists, probably refundable. Yeah. Good luck.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. Okay, guys, this podcast is brought to you by me jacking off my own dick. Ooh, I should have said sucking. Because that now is the jacking noise.
Oh.
Fap. Oh. Oh, if there's only video here, you guys could see what we're doing. But let's just pretend we're just like whipping random like flaccid dicks against the mics.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
We do. We just have like loose dicks hanging around out here.
Okay, guys. So I'm going to take this time to promote ourselves. You guys have been so great leaving wonderful reviews on iTunes. If you haven't done that yet, what are you doing? All the fucking cool kids are doing it. They're saying nice things. They're being nice with their nice words and phrases. And a lot of them are also being punny and funny and cool. So hop on board. Be like the cool kids. Leave us a nice review on iTunes. And if you haven't checked out our new website, actually, no, not new website. Revamped.
Mm-hmm. Improved.
Improved. It was, I went into a hole of redoing this website. It was me just putting off every other responsibility that I had, but go to don'tblameme.show and there, not only can you like figure out where to listen to us, you can get all the links to all of that. You could also see some wonderful bios on me and Melissa,
mm-hmm.
and some pictures of us being cool. You can also see we've got a little section with featured featured episodes with some of like my personal favorite ones that are super funny and great, direct links. So now you never have to question which episode is the one where the girl fucked three brothers.
Yeah.
It's right there. It tells you which episode. You can also see the videos there, all of that stuff. And you can figure out the phone number, where to email us. But most importantly, it also links to our new Instagram page. We're hip. We're cool. We're on the Instagram.
The gram.
We're on the gram. We did it for the gram. We really did. Follow Don't Blame Me Pod. It also kind of looks like Don't Blame Meme Pod. I can't look at it any other way than Don't Blame Meme Pod. But follow us on Don't Blame Me Pod. Meme Pod. And we're going to be posting when new episodes are out, new videos are out, so you guys will know there too. And also we're going to be posting more behind the scenes stuff. So you'll see like what guests are here, or like that we're recording episodes with. You'll see some great, just BTS of Melissa and I just taking pictures.
We'll just take pictures of each other, yeah, at the exact same time and post those.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be great. And it still has a pretty cute theme. I do have to say it's on myself because I'm anal and can't not do that no matter what it is. So guys, yeah. I have nothing else to give. No more jizz to give of my own.
Just dry.
She's done. She finished. Okay, guys, back to the episode.
Let's hop on into the rest of the calls.
I'm 29 years old. I've been seeing this guy who I've kind of known forever. We met in college and we had a crush on each other, but it was platonic because I had a boyfriend. So fast forward to a few months ago, we had both just gotten out of long-term relationships and he DM'd me and we started texting and we've seen each other a few times since then, which has been like 4 months. We were purposefully taking things slow because we had just gotten out of relationships and we didn't want to rush anything, but we immediately clicked and we started to develop feelings for each other. We started talking about future together and all that stuff. He is amazing and I honestly see myself with him for the rest of my life. But there's been a curveball. He told me yesterday that his ex recently contacted him and he realized that he still has feelings for her. He said that he doesn't want to lose me but also doesn't want to drag me through an emotional roller coaster. I don't think he's the kind of guy who beats around the bush just from, like, all of our conversations. So I believe him when he says that he doesn't know what to do. He said his logic tells him not to go back to his ex, but he does have those feelings for her. We live a couple hours away from each other, and he said his ex lives even further. So that's also something. So do you think I should just back off and let him go back to his ex and figure things out, or should I fight for him? I'm kind of leaning towards fighting because I just feel in my heart that that's what I should do, but I don't know if that's unrealistic.
Mm.
Yes, you fight for him!
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that. Fight for him,
yes.
I just think he's going to do whatever he's going to do. Like, it's, you can't, as much as you fight for him, however much you put into this isn't going to change what he's going to do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. But if you back off completely and you just like assume, oh, he's going to go to his ex, then what if you haven't learned anything?
But I think if you tell him, if you're like, you know, like, I thank you so much for being so upfront and honest with me. I really appreciate it. Like, you know that I think you're a really great guy and I obviously have these romantic feelings for you. I don't want to be either the reason you don't go to her and you regret it. And I don't want to stand in the way of whatever you want to do. Just know that like, I'm interested in you, but I'm going to support you. And I think you're a great guy, whatever decision you make. And I think by being, I hate being the cool girl, but being that person who says it and you're giving him the opportunity and the chance to then decide, because you're not giving him an ultimatum and all of this other stuff. Because even if, let's say like, if he ultimately wants to be with you, he's going to want to be with you so much more if he's the one who comes to that decision and doesn't feel obligated by what you say to him or sees how much effort you've been like putting in where he's like, fuck, I have to stick in this. He's going to be so much more into it and invested in it if he's like thought through everything and like made that decision.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He has to be the one to decide. It sounds like he's a little conflicted. And of course, like, why wouldn't he? These are long-term relationships. I wonder why
him and his ex broke up.
Well, I don't know. I wonder why she and her ex broke up. I mean, that's a long-term relationship breaking up. Of course, you're going to have very like complicated feelings. But the fact that he's telling it to her like straight up, like that's a level of like closeness and intimacy that they already have. You know, he's not sneaking around kind of being like,
he could totally have done that.
So that for me is like a sign that the new relationship that they have is potentially very strong.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't encourage her to like kind of fade away. I think what you said was a very mature way of saying it, where it's like, hey, like, you know, you have to decide, you know, between us, and I'm not going to stand in the way if you decide that I want to give it a chance with my ex. But, you know, what he can't do is let him kind of like
do both.
I don't know, do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Here's something that we didn't touch on that message.
Yes.
The ex lives farther away. Like, who wants a commute for your relationship?
I mean, logistically, okay? I don't want to get your hopes up by saying any of this, but I'll say this like, so that was like my real advice. And this is kind of like my fluffy advice that I'd say to my friend if she's really down. They already broke up once. They're going to break up again.
Exactly.
And she lives farther away. I guarantee you that if you can do that response, that very mature response I gave, she's probably not going to give that kind of response, because if they broke up once before, she's probably, and rightfully so, going to kind of want him to still be invested in a little more serious about her. And if she finds out that he's dating some other girl, like, just the relationship calibers are just different. So I don't suspect that she will give a similar answer. And also, you don't even know if she's actually wanting to get back together with him or if he's kind of interpreting whatever like his ex is doing as like wanting that.
Right. It could be what you were saying earlier, where the ex reaches out just to check herself in.
And he's like, I think she wants to get back together. And like, meanwhile, she's like, oh, whoa, so not what I meant. Back away slowly. So yeah, he could also, it could be wishful thinking on his end. But I think it's also just, if you haven't talked about it in person, you can also probably gauge from how he's talking about it, if he's just not ready to date at all yet.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to take time.
Yeah, because I mean, even if they don't end up together, like even if he picks you or whatever, he might like be dating you and realize like, I'm not ready to date yet. And I think if he's feeling so confused by these feelings from this ex, it also might mean that despite the fact that you guys have tried really hard to take it slow, that he's just too caught up in something from the past to actually give you guys like the right amount of attention he should, but doesn't mean that it won't happen in the future.
Yeah, I mean, they've known each other for a decade.
Yeah, and so
that's the cool part about that story.
That's really cute. That's like super cute.
It's like a movie.
It is like a movie. But I definitely had someone that I thought was like that I was like, we were like, oh my God, crush forever. Like, will they, won't they? Like, always had a boyfriend, girlfriend at different times, whatever. And then we went on one date and I was like, holy shit, I fucking don't like you at all. And he was like, I'm so glad we can finally date. I was like, oh no. So I'm glad it was the opposite for you guys. And give it some time, because she also got a really long-term relationship too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And talk to your ex's friends about it too. Mm-hmm. Also, his friends are probably going to be on her side, because they're going to be like, don't get back with your ex. That's such a bad idea. Date cool Becky over here.
Cool Becky's
fucking sick.
Becky's cool.
Becky's fucking cool, dude.
You remember Becky?
Dude, she shotguns beers. And I just, like, do you know what I mean? Becky's fucking cool. So just know, Becky, you shotgun beers. That actually doesn't make you, I've never shotgun beer.
You haven't?
No, I can't. I'm allergic to gluten.
You seem so cool, though.
I'm not cool.
Cool Megan.
Megan's cool, not Megan. Cool. Old cool Megan used to be cool. No, I think it's not cool.
No, I think you have a belly button now. Piercing. You have a Wakanda tattoo.
I guess
tattoo.
Old Megan. 19-year-old
yeah,
Megan.
Yeah, so you're saying, okay.
Yeah,
well.
she
But that
she
was like party girl Megan. This is now like legit cool.
Legit. Ooh, my God. I like that one better. I'm legit cool Megan. Otherwise, honestly, Megan before was like a lukewarm mess. Like a microwaved mess.
She hadn't got to hot.
No, not at all. She was not a hot mess. It was pre-nose job. Like she was like not a hot mess. She was a cold, like a cold, lukewarm mess.
Cold. Oh, lukewarm.
It was kind of, yeah. Mm. It was like sometimes
it was like food poisoning.
Yeah. Like it was like just like
it
was
out on a counter. Yeah.
It,
for
like
a while.
You never took, like you went to the grocery store, you left it there, Riverside heat, no AC.
Wow.
Like just a little over room temp.
I've never been cool.
You've never
it
been cool?
It would surprise you to see it.
I mean, now that you're a dad, you can't be. You could be
exactly.
A cool dad.
You can be a cool dad.
Now that I'm a
dad, I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for all along. Yeah. I've just like, been like, not cool.
You've been preparing.
Waiting to be a dad. Now I'm like, this is right. This is like how you're supposed to be.
It's gonna be me when I'm 40 and like my Diane Keaton, like Nancy Meyers movie Kitchen. I'm gonna be like, this is it.
This is it.
What I've been waiting
I'm finally
for.
Here.
I feel like my right age. I've arrived. Hello. That's gonna be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you can be a cool dad, but you can never be cool.
No. What? But that's okay.
It is okay.
It wouldn't have happened anyways, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I want to say being cool is overrated, but like I wouldn't know because I've never been cool. I had transition lenses, so therefore that kicks me out of the cool club forever.
I want to apologize to the person in the comments that says she always feels like she's being personally attacked whenever Megan brings up her transition lenses.
Dude, okay, you gotta get rid of your transition lenses. Like, I'm telling you, you have to. Like, the correlation between, like...
Well, there's the flip sunglasses?
Whoa, no, they're not that. Okay. They're
not
the
Dwayne,
ones that
Dwayne.
Do that on their own. Like, they're like, so granted, also, I will say, technology's probably stepped up.
What's wrong with those?
Well, when I had
says
them, they
the
never.
Uncool guy.
Yeah.
Those guys seem functional and fashionable.
You like Tevas? I bet you fucking like Tevas too.
I'm just saying they don't slip off your feet.
But like, no, transition lenses, mine never got fully light and they never got fully dark. And I also got mine tinted instead of black, which by the way, never got black. Well, they got gray. I got dark pink.
It sounds like you just got the wrong transition lenses.
I did. So I mean, now this girl who has them in the comments, who I've also seen that, you probably have higher technology transition lenses. Next call. Sorry for that segue.
I enjoyed it.
I am 23 years old, and about 6 months ago, I entered a relationship with a married man. He is in an open marriage. His wife is fully aware that, you know, he and I have kind of been together on and off. They are kind of into polygamy. I'm not sure about the whole label thing. Something that was totally new to me. I just met him, and I really liked him, and we started flirting, and then he told me that he was married, and I was like, well, you know, I like him, so we'll give it a shot. Anyway, 6 months down the road, here we are. Everything's been fine, but I can see myself starting to fall in love with this man, and I'm not sure if I should back out now before it goes any further, because I'm not someone who wants to be in a polyamorous relationship. I'm very into monogamy when it comes to having that emotional connection. If it were just sexual, polyamory is fine with me, which is kind of where we've been for the last 6 months. But as things are getting more serious, I see that I am not okay with sharing this man with someone else if he's someone that I am, you know, falling in love with and wanting to be with. So my question is, should I stop things before it gets to that point? Should I sit down and have this conversation with him? I don't know. I can't. You know, it's not like I can ask him to leave his wife. And I mean, I don't know where to go from here. So a fresh set of eyes on the situation would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Oof. It's a lot. It's a lot to unpack. I wish there was a way, and I should ask. Gabby had so much knowledge on this. I want to ask her next time. The correct protocol about when somebody says they're in an open relationship, because my automatic response is to be like, I don't believe you, and I think that you're lying to your spouse. And so that's like, I'm just so curious about that, when the wife is okay with it and all of those kinds of things. I'm just curious from who she was told, how she knows that. You know what I mean?
They've all hung out.
I mean, if they have, like, this is,
I imagine they all just sip tea together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The girl who loves monogamy,
who's literally with a married man. I mean, I think we would all say leave.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it comes down to what you want, right?
Yeah.
And like what the husband and wife want is a open relationship. Mm-hmm. And so this is fine for them. But if she wants a monogamous relationship, then this is not a good situation.
And I don't believe monogamy is for everybody. And I also don't believe that one person will necessarily make you want to be monogamous. Like, I think if like that's in your instinct that you like a monogamous relationship or you don't, I don't think who your partner is going to change that, change your own desire. And I think the only thing that would change is like, if you're trying to do that for them, it's the phrase of when people cheat or whatever, which this doesn't sound like cheating because it sounds like his wife knows too, but it's like how you get him is how you lose him. You got him as being part of an open relationship, and that's not something that's going to probably change that he wants. So even if you told him like, I don't want you to be with anybody else, even for the time being, if he was like, yeah, I'll leave my wife, I'll be with you, I'm going to assume that he's also going to then a couple of months, a year down the road, be like, so I want to start seeing other people, but I still really have feelings for you. So I just don't think, I think you entered into something knowing what it was, and there's not really a way to change it.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it seems like everything was going great for her.
Yeah.
But then there's deeper feelings involved, and they're just not compatible.
And I think it's okay to go into something and like think, I can totally handle this. Like, yeah, this is cool. This is like purely just sexual. Like, there's no romance here.
Totally.
And then be like, oh wow, I'm in over my head. Actually, I can't do this. Like, there's no shame in that. Like, you can tell him, hey, I thought I could do this, and as time has gone on, I've really grown to have feelings for you. And then I think what you really have to do is just cut him off and not give him the opportunity to like be the guy that you want him to be, because it's going to, whether it doesn't disappoint you now, I think it'll disappoint you later. And just like tell him and be like, you know, I really thought I could handle this. I thought that this could be purely just physical, but I've developed feelings for you, and monogamy is something that I really want with a partner, and I'm no longer okay with this. And I know that you're married, and I understand that, and I respect that. So I don't want you to leave your wife. I don't want you to change or do anything. I just like had to say my piece, and like, it's been great. Deuces. See ya. Never. Bye. Like that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Do it like that too, with the peace sign. Deuces, see you later. Never, bye.
Yeah. I recommend checking out the episode with Gabby Dunn, because she does go very much into detail saying that you can't enter a polyamorous relationship and expect the people in that are already polyamorous to change. Mm-hmm. You have to be open to it too.
And it's okay if you're not. And it's okay if you thought that you were and you like got in over your head. And he shouldn't make you feel guilty or try and like find a way to compromise to make you stay, because monogamy is just it's a massive thing. It's like not deciding if you whether want to have kids or not. You're not going to be with somebody and be like, well, I'll just like hopefully just get them pregnant, like, and then they have to have a kid. Like, it's not, it's something that you would want someone to respect how he approaches a relationship, and respect how you want it to, and know that just because he's great and awesome, there's going to be a guy who's even better and more awesome and all that stuff who wants to be monogamous.
Right.
Yeah. You're sleeping on your I don't like the word soulmate, but yeah, you're like sleeping on that. I mean, not.
They're out there.
Yeah.
And it's unfair to ask that person to change.
Yeah.
If it just to fit what you want, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to respect their choices as well.
Yeah. Yeah. sticky situation, though.
Yeah, wow. Really threw me for not one loop, but two loops.
Straight up.
I thought it was a cheating situation, and then it was a poly situation.
We've had a lot of callers who've, like, gone with married men. And not that I'm saying, like, wow, that's, like, really cool. It's just one of those things that I just want to be friends with them just so I can hear all about their lives. Going on to the next.
We're on to Producer's Corner.
Producer's Corner. AA. Oh. Everybody's favorite section where Melissa tells us either your favorite call.
Mm-hmm.
Either a callback, so somebody's called to update us on their life, or somebody who either has some new fresh insight or hated the advice that I gave, thought I was stupid, or has some personal like experience with something we talked about. So either they correct us or they tell us we did great. I like when they tell us that we did great. Mm. Or they're like, Megan, you did amazing.
You should get a transition lenses commenter to call.
Oh, God. She's going to chew me out. It's like, stop talking shit. I want to see hers. That's what I want. I want to see hers. We'll do a side by side with mine and hers. Because like mine were like the 2004 ones.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So this is a caller calling in with more insight on another call. This is from an episode with Ashley Perez, but we've talked about this in multiple episodes about getting closure.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is somebody with
the fake idea of closure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Megan, I'm just calling about your episode with Ashley Perez when you talked all about closure and trying to get closures in relationships. I saw a great tweet the other day, and I don't remember who it was from, and I wish I did so I could give them credit, but it said something along the lines of, do you really want closure or do you want to give this boy the opportunity to say what you want him to say? And that really resonated with me, and I think it would resonate with the listeners that called in thinking they wanted closure in a relationship. I was with this boy for like 2 years, and we were on and off, and every time I called him to be like, can we just get coffee because I want closure, it like was totally just me being like, I'm giving him a chance to say the things I want him to say. And by that time, he had figured out what he would need to say basically so he can get back in bed with me. So you don't need closure, girl. Just like move on, find someone else. You need to write yourself a letter and like address it to the boy. You don't need to actually talk to him, because do you really want to talk to him, or do you want him to say the things that he's figured out he needed to say? So that's my advice.
Cute. I actually did have a friend who I think I've said it before, where the only time that closure ever worked, she tried to get closure for years and years and years with like her ex-boyfriend who like treated her like shit. And then like 3 years later, he like out of the blue called her and was like, I want to let you know, I like never appreciated what I had. And like, you were the greatest girl that was ever in my life and all that stuff. And she was like, I literally made you get lunch with me like every like 6 months for 2 years to get you to say that. And it took all of these years later to say it. And she was like, I don't even care now. Like by the time that he said all that, she was like, oh, I don't care at all. Like, what the fuck was that? But we were like, you're the only girl who's ever heard it. She was like, it's over. Like by the time you hear it, you don't care at all. And you're like, why are you calling me? I feel so uncomfortable. Yeah. How do you feel about closure? Do you believe that it's a thing?
Wow. I guess I thought I did. Yeah. I guess
this podcast has changed.
Yes, podcast has changed me. I guess I realized that, you know, all that what they're saying, where, you know, closure is just a way to like kind of try to get back together with someone.
Yeah.
But I would think that as opposed to like ghosting.
You know, yeah, like, but I mean, like a breakup.
I believe
different.
In like a you know, a distinct breakup,
yeah.
Like a, you know, a clean,
yeah,
end to something. I guess the concept of closure, it seems like more of an emotional thing where it's like not just the breakup, but it's sort of like I need to have a full understanding of why this relationship ended. Who am I before? Who am I now?
You need like a dissertation.
Yeah.
Can I change?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. Like, I think that you're exactly right with closure, is it's an emotional and personal thing that you're like, and you, everyone has an idea of what they want to hear, but not what they need to hear.
Right.
And so there's like, well, no, I don't have closure until you tell me you want to get back together with me. And
yeah,
like,
exactly. But that's not closure. That's not closure. That's
like,
just
there's only one thing you can see. You can say 10,000 things, but it's only this one is the closure. You have to say that one. I hope you do get the buzzword. And,
I mean, the real way that you're going to find that emotional solace is by looking within yourself. You're not going to get it from somebody else.
That's what we said in the episode with Ashley. That I'm like, if someone contributed to your whoever contributed to your breakup is not going to contribute to you getting over said breakup. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, they're not related. Like, if they ruined it, they're not going to fix it. But yeah, I think that's right. And good job on that tweet. When you read tweets and you're like, oh, wow, cool. Look at this. This person's right. And then you don't steal it for yourself. But I have gone to this issue where now I will, I'll read like Twitter moments or tweets and then tell a friend of mine, I'm like, so I read this article and I'm like, no, that was a lie. That was a tweet. I watched this documentary. No, it was a YouTube video. It was 4 minutes long. And I just try and make myself sound smarter.
It was a long form that I could sum up in 180 characters,
yeah,
but I definitely read 5 pages worth of insightful.
It was a thread.
Yeah.
It was a whole thread. Maybe a story. I did it. I read the things. But yeah, that's our episode, guys. Thanks so much for being on the episode.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people check you out on the internet?
Oh, you can go to youtube.com/tryguys or join our Patreon at patreon.com/tryguys.
Hell yeah.
The Try Guys new channel, new company.
It's good, guys. It's Try Guys 2.0.
Yes.
Maybe 3.0.
Sure, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
you got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
It's very good. And you've been Instagram too. People can see your life.
Yes. Find my Instagram at Ned Fulmer, FULMER.
Fantastic. And if you guys liked this episode, make sure to subscribe in the Apple Podcast app or on SoundCloud. And then we'll also have the website where you can figure out where else to listen to it at don'tblameme.show. And if you are just listening and you want to watch the YouTube video version, head on over to my YouTube channel. It'll be linked in the description of this as well. Or like the whatever. If there's words when you listen to a podcast, you just have to click some things and you'll find
it's
the words.
Description.
Yeah.
Show notes. It's all the
click
same.
The words.
Click the words. And in those words, you will also find Melissa and I's our socials.
Yeah.
You can find us. You can follow us on Instagram. You can see when we go boxing together.
Mm-hmm.
And this week you might see when I punch her in the face. So check that out. Make sure you follow for some premium content. If you guys have something going on in your life that you would like some advice on for an upcoming episode, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. International callers, send an audio file to meganpodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you next week. Goodbye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMont. Post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week, and don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then. Oh.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.